This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday South Korea would be making a big mistake if it decides to supply arms to Ukraine and that Moscow would respond to such a move in a way that would be painful for Seoul. Putin, who was speaking at a news conference in Vietnam, was reacting to a report from Yonhap News earlier on Thursday, which said South Korea would review the possibility of supplying weapons to Ukraine after Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed a mutual defense pact a day earlier. A U.S. military official said on Thursday the American-built pier in Gaza has unloaded aid again after breaking apart in rough seas. AP correspondent Haya Bandwani reports.
The official said the pier was reattached to Gaza's shoreline on Wednesday. The pier project has cost the U.S. at least $230 million and was meant to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via the UN's World Food Program. Aid groups have decried the pier as a distraction that took pressure off Israel to open more border crossings. Land border crossings are far more productive at bringing aid into Gaza, where Palestinians are facing widespread hunger. I'm Haya Bandwani.
Israel has established a corridor for the delivery of aid into southern Gaza, but a declared tactical pause has brought little relief to desperate Palestinians. The United Nations and international aid organizations said on Thursday a persistent breakdown in law and order has rendered the aid route unusable. Thousands of truckloads of aid are piled up at the Kerem Shalom crossing. Groups of armed Palestinians are regularly blocking convoys, holding drivers at gunpoint, and rifling through their cargo, according to two UN officials. This is VOA News. Hundreds of demonstrators marched through cities across Kenya on Thursday to protest against plans to raise $2.7 billion in additional taxes to reduce the budget deficit. VOA's Mohammed Yusuf has more.
In Nairobi, hundreds of protesters came out for the second time this week, demanding lawmakers reject the 2024 finance bill. The proposed taxes would increase the prices of diapers, tires, batteries, smartphones and cameras. Effie Mwendo is one of thousands of demonstrators.
65% of women in Kenya cannot afford sanitary towels, and yet they want to tax them.
The protest Thursday went on for hours, and police used water cannons and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Kimani Mbugua said he will fight the bill to the end.
We are supposed to demonstrate. It's a provision in our constitution. I don't understand why the government is actually giving us tear gas and we are here exercising our democratic right.
The National Assembly is expected to vote on the bill next week. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
Six migrants from a fishing boat drifting south of Spain's Canary Islands died and 67 others were rescued, Spanish authorities and a cruise ship operator said on Thursday. Initially, 68 survivors had been taken on board the cruise ship, but one of them died on board, said Spain's Maritime Safety and Rescue authorities. That brought the number of deaths to six after five bodies were found on board the vessel. Rescuers were alerted on Wednesday afternoon to the fishing boat drifting in the Atlantic, some 800 kilometers south of the island of Tenerife. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's call for the culling of street dogs is provoking outrage that analysts say is crossing political lines across the country. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Protests have broken out across Turkey recently over proposed legislation to round up millions of street dogs. Under the law, the dogs would be killed after 30 days if their owners don't turn up or new owners aren't found. The proposed legislation evokes memories of a dark chapter in the city's past when, in 1910, street dogs were rounded up and left on a nearby island to starve. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan dismisses opponents' concerns, claiming stray animals have become a menace to society, causing traffic accidents and spreading disease. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump said on Thursday he wants to give automatic green cards to foreign students who graduate from U.S. colleges, a sharp departure from the anti-immigrant rhetoric he typically uses on the campaign trail. Immigration has been Trump's signature issue during his 2024 campaign. He's blamed immigrants who arrive in the country illegally for committing crimes. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.